So then into your education, the first school you attended?
Meadowbrook Elementary School, about 3 blocks from our home, maybe 4 blocks. Grades first through 7th, 8th grade, you were at junior high school. And that was Granby High School that I went to.
Granby High School?
Yes.
And then what year did you graduate from high school?
58.
1958. What about your high school experience? Were you involved in clubs or social activities?
Yes. We had high school fraternities, national high school fraternities.
Wow.
I was a member of Tau Delta Tau. Granby was a pretty well-respected school in sports. Our high school basketball coach was Lefty Giselle, who went on to be a famous college basketball coach. And our wrestling coach, we had 22 consecutive years of state championships. Hmm. When I went to the Olympics in New York, I forgot what year it was, but there were 6 Granby High School wrestlers on the U.S. wrestling team.
Wow. Did you wrestle?
Not really. We had, you know, classes and stuff like that for the not-so-talented wrestlers.
But you hung around the sport.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You were a worker, weren't you, back then?
Yes. I had 2 paper routes, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening. And when I got to high school, I still had a paper route, but I started working at the country club, which was about 150 yards away from the house, working on the tennis courts. They were hard-true tennis courts, which required watering and rolling. And I pushed a 160-pound roller 2.25 miles a day during the tennis season.
How in the world did you do that anyway?
I had very large calves.
Wasn't there another job where you were selling beer on the beaches of Virginia?
Oh, that's when I got to college in the summertime. There was a event venue, small, but for veterans of foreign wars. And they had a big screened-in area that you could rent very cheap. I rented it and hired a band and bought beer and collected an entry fee. And you could get all the beer you could drink. And it was pretty profitable.
Yeah, I would imagine. But you organized that event.
I did. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you a photograph. That's one of the events. And I'm sitting on the kegs of beer behind the bar with a beer in my hand.
Yeah. Great memories.
Yeah.
When you talk about working, was that something that was expected of you by your family, or was that just an innate thing that you like to do?
My dad thought I had the craziest taste in clothing and things like that in the world, and he wasn't going to pay for a pair of shoes that cost $15 when you could put shoes on for $6. So I went to work to get the things I wanted.
You say craziest taste. He meant your high economic taste.
Right.
So then you could buy your own clothes.
Right.
You're such a car guy, which we'll talk about later on. What was your first car?
It was a Willys Jeep. It had been a Navy Jeep. And I bought it at an auction, a surplus auction, for $18. It was the ugliest thing you've ever seen. It was rusted out. I mean, you could practically see through the whole body. It wouldn't run, but for some reason I thought it had promise. So I bought it, paid the $18, towed it home, and went to work on it. I found a grounding wire for the distributor that had gotten corroded and broke, so that's why the engine wouldn't start. Refixed that for, I don't know, 50 cents or something like that, and it would run. But it looked awful. I knew that I wasn't going to be a very good body mechanic. But I bought sheet aluminum because it was easy to bend. And I bent it over the old rusted out stuff and painted it. It got looking pretty good. And then I guess I'd had it and was driving it, you know, maybe 6 months. And I noticed that there was this wooden box bolted to the floor under the rear seat. So I crawled under it, the bolts went through the floor, unbolted it, took it out and opened it up, and it was the drive shaft for the front wheel drive. The front wheel drive had never been used on the thing.
Wow.
It had the number, the military number of the thing. I saw some sailors walking down the street because the street that I grew up on was Hampton Boulevard. It started at the naval base and went to downtown Norfolk. So all the sailors took the streetcar down Hampton Boulevard to go downtown to the taverns and all that stuff. Anyway, I saw some sailors coming by, and I said, see this number? What does that say? What does that mean in naval terms? He said, well, that Jeep was a captain's Jeep on a destroyer. I said, yeah. I said, it didn't have many miles on it. He said, well, they just kept them strapped down to the deck on the destroyer. And I said, well, I guess that's where all the rust came from. Anyway, I kept the Jeep through high school, maybe my first semester in college, and then sold it for substantially more than $18.
And for all the cars you've had, wouldn't it have been fun to have that car today?
Oh, my Lord, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
By the way, I should say the office we're in here with Bill is very close to the road, so you're apt to hear sirens or other sounds out there. I think you said there's a truck across the way, so I just want people to know that that's what's going on, but it's a come-and-go thing.
Yeah.